DJ.
You do?
Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
This afternoon's happy hour has been preempted so we can bring you a pre-recorded broadcast of the 1964 World Series.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. 334-356-8635 or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts, we will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Margarita's having a pre-Thanksgiving blowout, now through Wednesday night only. You heard me, doorbusters! Pearl studs, $29. Pearl necklaces, 62-inch, $39. Pearl diamond studs, $99. Bolo and diamond by the yard bracelets, $149. All Bulova watches, 49% off. Men's, ladies' bands, all of them, 49% off. Diamonds, you hear that? 60% off! Never had a blowout like this, only till Wednesday night. 10 to 7 p.m., Margarita's Pepsi Shop Center.
Rich Thomas Weather. Brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes. There is a major storm system crossing the country, and that's going to have an effect on our weather, especially later tonight and through the overnight hours. Then showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially during the morning and midday hours as a frontal system moves through, ending by later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a pretty nice Thanksgiving forecast. Partly to mostly sunny, comfortable, high around 67. We'll be a little warmer than that on Friday. Still a nice day Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
Come in.
And here's Grandpa Johnny pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
My school was made out of cardboard.
Uh-oh. Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce. And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
I'm getting lightheaded.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Anything changed since yesterday?
No.
It's the same old, different day. We'll make the most out of it, though. Trust me.
And here they are.
Hey, baby, it should be Regadell and Rosie, his wife. And Larry the Storyteller.
Larry is coming at 4 o'clock.
Cool.
And David Blackman will be with us at 3:35.
Yes.
And is Brant going to call in this afternoon?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. By the way, I think, if nothing else, to celebrate more record highs. Let's see what we got here. Holy cow. The Dow's up to 28,121.
Wow.
S&P, which just a few weeks ago was under 3,000, is now at 3,140. It went up 0.25%, which is significant. All of this is significant. The economy is on fire. And this is why it just makes no sense to me that people just can't kick back and enjoy the ride. What is wrong with you? Not you listening, but you who aren't. Or am I, I'm just wasting my breath. They're so deranged. Really, that's the word. They're so obsessed with whatever version of Donald Trump, you know. They're just, they I really believe, and this is part of, do a little psychology here, my analysis of the left. They are angry, unhappy people. Has nothing to do with Donald Trump being president. They will never be happy. It's stunning how many professional, pissed off people there are. By that, I don't mean like doctors and lawyers. I mean people who are paid to rage against various targets. They belong to all these dark money organizations. And they just show up at a computer and send out hate all day long. It's mind-boggling.
I couldn't do that.
And wait till you see how angry they're going to be. And some of them have been called out on it. Yet another poll today that shows support for Donald Trump among black and Hispanic voters continuing to surge. Close to 40. Higher with Hispanics, but 40%? Because the word is out. The Democrats have done nothing for you. They insult your intelligence when you dare to think for yourself. What's wrong with you? Look at all we've done for you. No, look at all you've done to them. Obama should never have served more than one term. He got two. He did nothing in 8 years to improve anybody's life except his own and those close to him. Soon, though, the walls are going to be crashing down around Joe. I expect Joe Biden to be out of the race by the end of the year because the scandal is starting to gain traction. Impeachment, the numbers, the polling numbers on that have completely reversed. Because people are waking up to what this is. It's nothing more than dragging the country. Just like the Mueller report. How many times did the headline scream? I heard it on frickin' Fox News. Well, the walls are closing in on the president. Blah, 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 blah. There's nothing. And there's nothing with this. They need to be made to pay next year. And I mean dearly.
Yet, I think they will.
I pray they will. It's just inconceivable. Look, when Obama became president and there were legitimate concerns about the constitutionality and the logic of the government getting involved in our health care, which turned out to be legitimate because it's been a disaster. The only people that are better off in terms of, in fact, that's one of the few costs that's even risen during Trump's time in office is health insurance. He tried to do some things to fix it, but our weak-kneed Republicans couldn't bring themselves to do that. They're just so afraid of the media rags because they're in so ensconced in that D.C. culture that they think it's a big deal if the Washington Post writes something nasty about them or the New York Times. And most of us here, your constituents in Alabama, we don't give a crap what they say because we know them for what they are. They're nothing more than somewhere on the internet, there are, maybe somebody knows where to find one. I've played them on the air in the past, where they go to, they take a story and they go to TV stations around the country, and the copy used by the anchor to deliver that story is the same. It's not a coincidence that all these networks seem to pick and choose the same stuff. They're part of it. I don't know what's in it for them, because none of them really want to live in the kind of society the leftist wants for us. Nobody would, in their right mind would. I also had a thought today that I really think people that still call themselves Democrats, those who voted for Bill Clinton, for certainly for Obama's first term, are actually moderate people. They're not off the deep end.
No, the ones that I know are really good people.
But you need to hear something here. Your party, that moderate Democratic Party, is gone.
Yeah.
You're watching it dissolve before your very eyes with this lunacy. You want to save your party? You need to start buttonholing the people like Schiff and Pelosi who are allowing this clown show to go on. This We Hate Donald Trump hate fest. Thank God a judge. What do they want to look at Trump's taxes for? What is the probable cause for them needing to see Donald Trump's taxes? Because they know there's nothing in there. Nobody with that level of wealth, who has literally an entire accounting firm that works on his numbers for him. The only reason they want to do that is because they love, oh, look at the rich billionaire. And who's out there? BS Bernie and, the rest. Touting the social, millionaires and billionaires, they're too many. They don't pay. They do pay their fair share. They pay about 80% of all the taxes that are collected in this country.
Exactly.
And if you keep hitting them up for more, you're going to see unemployment climb. The simpletons that buy into socialism, the simpletons that do that, they think that rich people sit around on a, they climb a mountain of money every day and they just sit there and they flip it up in the air and play with it and roll around naked in it. Like it's just not, it's sitting there doing nothing.
And they've been taught to hate wealthy people.
Well, that's got to change.
It does. They don't understand how it benefits them.
It's one of those things, though, that everybody seems to know. And even the president, I wish they would address this, because our public education system has become nothing more than a glorified indoctrination center, not only for left-wing lunacy and socialism and all that. If they actually taught history, let's say, the Nazi Party. What was their founding? Socialist. The National Socialist Party of Germany, led by Adolf Hitler. But they can't do that because that gives socialism a bad name.
The thing that I love, Greg, is living in this country, we all have an opportunity to be wealthy. We all have an opportunity to get ahead, you know, to have a good life. I think it's very sad when you try to take that dream away from people.
You know, I've read a whole bunch of stories lately, and this is not, in fact, I just sent you the new magazine column. The first sentence of the column is, okay, boomer, and so is the last. It's everything in between. Oh, I know what it was. A thing this morning, talking about millennials who hate Dirty Santa. Not because of some moral principle. They're just not making enough money to participate because they, for some reason, they think it's bad or evil or greedy to make good money. See, I'm so glad I missed out on that, because we were told you can be a millionaire.
Exactly.
If you work hard, if you do well in school and you hustle, you can be a millionaire.
And you know, when you think about it, over our working lifetime, we will have depending on what we do, we will have taken in over $1 million in wages. I mean, you don't have it all sitting there at one time.
But no, I can tell you where mine went.
Yeah, mine too. But the thing is, when you have money, you can do so much. You can help people.
Not only that, but you can see the world and see, go to other places, and that's the ultimate education, experiential.
Learn about other cultures, and, you know, there's so many opportunities, and we all have opportunities. I'm not going to say everybody has the same opportunity, but we all have opportunities, and I think sometimes we make opportunities for ourselves.
I think we've done a pretty good job of pulling the roadblocks to opportunity. I think we've done everything possible to make sure nobody lacks an opportunity because of their color, creed, religion, any of that stuff. After that, but you know, the socialists, they want guaranteed outcomes, and that is never going to work.
No.
That's never going to work because
too many variables.
Somebody may be happy to, hey, I don't have to go to work and I'll get $40,000 this year. But inside, they're going to feel really bad about that. Deep down somewhere, their conscience will kick in and say, you're stealing this. So then they're going to get what? Angry. And angrier. And the person that most people on the left are angry with is right in the nearest mirror. Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass has some great deals on all types of mowers right now, because like cars, they have model years. So stop by if you're ready for something new. Now is really the best time of the year to buy. They got to dry out, but my driveway is like an ocean of beautiful colored leaves. But I'm getting sick. In fact, almost fell sliding through those today. Once they dry out a little further, get the steel blower out. I bought that 8 years ago at Lewis Lawn, and it still works. I've never had it serviced. That's the kind of product it is. However, if you buy something from Lewis Lawn, tractor mower, Zero Turn, X-Mark, Echo, any of those great product lines, Toro, I bought two mowers from them that run like a top. One is almost 11 years old. They can service it. They have a full service department to support your purchase. That doesn't happen at the old box store. So stop by, see the incredible team at Lewis Lawn, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, or reach out at 244-9191. Please tell them you heard about them here.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Mr. Sandman. What happens when Black Friday and a store closing meet? Amazing discounts on over 50 mattress models from Beautyrest, Serta, Diamond, and other great factories, as well as a large selection of beds and headboards in all sizes. Bargains are available in Millbrook and Montgomery. Sale prices are good now through December 10th, our final day in Millbrook. All Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 22nd. We have great buys on adjustable bases, pillows, and miscellaneous bedroom furniture. If you don't want a floor sample, fresh inventory is available at discounts off our normal sale prices. But please, folks, if you see something you want, don't expect it to be there later. Inventory is shrinking rapidly. All Mr. Sandman stores will be closed Wednesday and Thursday for Thanksgiving and will reopen at 10 Friday. It's a fabulous time to get that new mattress you've needed for so long. In Montgomery, we're across from the Dairy Queen on the Atlanta Highway. In Millbrook, we're on Highway 14 next to the Citgo Station. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
As we watched the suburban garden gnome carefully without disturbing it, we noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Imagine a mouthwash that whitens your teeth in just 4 days.
Ooh, your party's this weekend.
I'm so excited.
Act Whitening Mouthwash. Imagine strengthening your enamel.
I'll take one of those brownies with extra pecans, please.
Imagine safely removing stains every day.
Coffee, ladies?
I'll have an espresso.
Imagine having a brighter, whiter smile in 4 days. Act Whitening.
Party time.
I'm ready.
Stop imagining. Start acting. Use as directed.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is stuffing keto? No.
No.
I don't think so.
Depending on what you make it out of, but probably
not. How about apple pie?
No.
How about green bean casserole?
No.
Green beans are okay.
Gravy?
No.
Everything Thanksgiving.
Red Top.
Happy Thanksgiving coming up to you guys. And, you know, the Democrats have no intention of this country being great.
No.
And that has never been their format. So, you know, America is the land of opportunity. It has been the only country in the world to accept all ideas. That's why we are on top of the world. And it's going to stay that way as long as we have decent
leadership. We get into the prosperity. We stick our heads up our butts. We don't pay attention. Then we get a Jimmy Carter or Barack Obama. And then we got to find a Ronald Reagan or a Donald Trump. And that pattern is getting old, at least in my life.
It is very old, and thank goodness we have something working for us now. I just heard and I'll say this about opportunity in America. It's like I felt when I moved to Atlanta in the 80s, and Atlanta was booming, and there was people that said, they couldn't find a girlfriend. Well, God, there were 4 girls for every boy in that town. If you can't find a girlfriend, you're gay. So if you can't find a job, you're just lazy. And because this country is at work, it's going to work,
there's a lot of unfilled jobs. Thank you for the call. A lot of unfilled jobs, and happy Thanksgiving, because people have stupid education, stupid degrees that are worth nothing.
Got to go to college.
Got to run up $80,000 in student loan debt so I can get a degree in whatever. That has, you know, and then you go into the real world. And then you're in your mother's basement with a big student loan debt, angry and waiting for the politician to come along, like Big Chief Elizabeth Warren, who will say, I'll make that go away. That's not going to happen. Here's a note from North Carolina from our friends, the Cronins. Hello, Greg, Rosie, and Seth, who is here in spirit.
Yes.
It's called mental illness, and the irony is the liberals are making money themselves off the great economy. I guess she's talking about Anna Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
Said about Diamond and Silk, she ripped them and their black race because they're conservative. The left is blowing out both ends. It's funny. Almost time to make the... Well, let us watch the clown show under the big top. There's something in there that is not reading right, but I'm not that bright anyway.
Yes, you are.
I actually got a snail mail letter today from Sam. And he says, Greg, it's been rough since
Joey
left. Well, it's, you know, that's the idea, you see, in our business is to be upwardly mobile, to position yourself for an opportunity when the door opens so you can walk in and grab it. You both made a great team, true, but you've bounced back. And why not? You are a pro. I trust your instincts even when you were reading the book, Frying the Bacon. So am I guess I'm supposed to believe that that was bad radio? I kind of thought it was funny, but whatever. This last week, your afternoon show has been strong. You took the mystery out. It's got a structure. Reminds me of the morning show. I was able to catch it every morning during October. Fun, informing, and you interact so well with the public. We really are having a great time.
Mm-hmm. And we're meeting people?
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. Somebody's got to sit in this chair Christmas week, and it's not going to be me.
Hey.
I have no idea what we're going to do.
Okay, hang on.
It was even suggested I go into a studio and tell my life story over enough to fill 3 days. I could probably do that, but I'd rather write the book and make some money on it, you know? Not that my story is all that compelling. 328, I did something I've never done before today. I should make that the conundrum.
What was that? Oh, yeah. Well, that gives...
But not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. Is that Karen?
Yes.
Of the letter? Hello, Karen.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
Oh.
Trying to figure things out.
We only have about a minute, by the way, because we have David Blackman scheduled.
It's time to make the popcorn, and popcorn must not have been written, but the little icon of popcorn must have gone up.
Yeah, but you see, on crappy AOL Basic, the icon doesn't show up. It just got a little square there.
Okay. Well, that's all I meant. It's time to make the popcorn because it's going to be a fun show to watch.
There you go.
We will. And yeah, it's fun watching them melt down and self-destruct in real time.
It is. It is fun. And the irony here is, too, that they always defended the homosexuals, the gays, and all that other stuff, and blacks. But now when the conservatives are coming out and they're black and gay, they hate them.
Isn't that amazing? You're not supposed... Mm-hmm. You're gay and you're conservative?
I know.
Actually, there's quite a few, and they call themselves the... Log Cabin Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
And that's but you see, they like to get the myth out there that everybody's running around in a feathered boa and hates the straight world and all that. Oh, my God.
They're in the minority. Those loons are in the minority. But
yes, but you know what?
Oh, well.
They make a lot of racket. That's why it always seems
that's
like there's
the problem.
More than there are.
I know. Republicans don't. They're little wussies. They sit back and just whine and complain.
They are. I may actually have a Republican on the show soon. I'm going to ask him, why are you such wussies?
Oh, good.
Why can't you learn from this president how to fight back? That's why we love him, because he punches those bastards back. I got to run. Thanks,
we
Karen.
Do. Okay, thanks,
Karen.
Karen. Bye.
So that's why that made no sense. See, AOL Basic, which is, I'm embarrassed to say that's what I use, but I'm afraid if I stop using that email address that I will vanish. And... never to be heard from again.
You will not.
And maybe some of you would like that. I don't know. Thank you, Karen, for the phone call. Oh, the thing I did today that I'd never done before was acupuncture or dry needle. Because the old sciatic nerve is really starting to cause problems. And infusion has great options for pain. But this isn't like a muscle pull or something like that. This is a badly misaligned L4, L5 that's pinching the nerve. So the idea with acupuncture is to go straight to the nerve and numb it. And let me tell you something. I'd never done it before. I never had reason to doubt it would work. But I had my first session today with Dr. Terry at Infusion. They've got a chiropractor and a full service setup there. Did a couple of x-rays to, you know, see what he was working with. I never felt a thing. I mean, I'm like the human pincushion. The idea, they're not supposed to hurt, but they strategically place them to bring relief to the nerve that's inflamed. And I must say, I was very, very happily pleased. I didn't expect such a good result on session one. I'm going to continue these on a weekly basis, but it's just another option for a better life at Infusion. Infusion will be closed Thanksgiving weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and reopen Monday. I wanted to get that out as well. And they asked me to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. They will be open half a day tomorrow. 296-1662. At least make an appointment and start leading a better life with help from Infusion, or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. David Blackman coming up. It's 3:32.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are getting busy on the boulevard this afternoon from the Troy Highway, Eastern Boulevard, all the way past Baptist over to 331. South Decatur and Norman Bridge outbound from downtown doing a lot of business. They're busy this afternoon there. On the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway back over to the Atlanta Highway, we're seeing a lot of cars there. I-65 and 85 is busy through the interchange this afternoon. Please be careful there. One little backup there can cause a lot of people to be sitting in traffic. All right, we have no accidents to report at this time. But hey, are you looking for a new career? By golly, we got something for you. Scholarships are available right now at Trenum State Community College in welding. Certified nursing assistants, you can become a truck driver, an emergency medical technology person, a precision machinist. Man, how about that? Call Trenum State right now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Marguerite's, first time ever, a pre-Thanksgiving blowout! We're going to have doorbusters, tons of doorbusters! $29 stud pearl earrings, $99 diamond stud earrings, our baby diamond cross. Everyone loves it at $299. Well, forget about it, $99, limit of 50 of them. That's it, $99, baby diamond cross. Unbelievable doorbusters, diamonds 60% off, watches 49% off, all bands 49%. Everything has a doorbuster price, everything later available till Christmas. Thank you.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Kohl. Kohl Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Kohl Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Kohl Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Kohl. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Kohl Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Kohl at 279-8919 or find us at kohlplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Kohl.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Head into Boot Barn this Black Friday weekend for our biggest sale of the year, where you can save hundreds on boots and clothing. Black Friday doorbuster deals begin at 6 a.m. on Friday with handcrafted boots direct to you, starting at under $100. On Black Friday weekend, buy one, get one free on a large selection of jeans. Save 20% on outerwear for the entire family and more. This Black Friday, we'll see you at Boot Barn.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Funeral arrangements have been set for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. He was fatally shot Saturday night at a gas station. Williams' funeral will be held Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum. It's expected to start at 11. Plus, remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to that area. And authorities say they are sending dental records to forensics to confirm who the remains belong to. And ASU is holding its annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony tonight at 4:30. It's on the ASU Academic Mall, which is the green space off of North University Drive. The event is open to the entire Hornet Nation family as well as the general public. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes. There is a major storm system crossing the country, and that's going to have an effect on our weather, especially later tonight and through the overnight hours. Then showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially during the morning and midday hours as a frontal system moves through, ending by later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a pretty nice Thanksgiving forecast. Partly to mostly sunny, comfortable, high around 67. We'll be a little warmer than that on Friday. Still a nice day Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
And now,
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee today is Judge Jumanji Brown Jackson. Well, it's close. Jumanji Brown Jackson, who apparently is following the constitution of a different country when ruling against President... Oh, who appointed him? Who appointed this judge?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
So, when I saw that he ruled against Trump...
Oh, what a surprise!
Not. Let's go somewhere in Texas. A man who is so smart, he needs a 12-gallon hat to cover that brain, and writes one of the most readable, sensible, entertaining, funny blogs in the whole blogosphere. David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Same to you guys.
Hey,
the judge, just to intervene a bit, the judge is actually a woman.
Oh, well, I couldn't tell from that.
Yeah.
Jumanji.
Of course, with the Democrat, it depends on how they are identifying on any given day. But I believe she was born a female.
So. Oh, well, she, of course, doesn't have to be if she doesn't want these days. You can flip it like that.
I don't know what her pronouns are, so, you know.
You know, every week it's the same challenge with you because you write so many great blogs between Tuesday to Tuesday. But let's start with this decision today. And you write, and I expect I agree, this decision to be reversed. It's just unconscionable. They're like a mound of agitated fire ants on the left. Impeachment and all this made-up stuff. Enough.
I mean, think about it. Barack Obama's, at the end of the day, with 50-year look back on Barack Obama's legacy, his legacy is going to be the utter and complete corruption. Mm-hmm. Of every aspect of our federal government.
Whoa, I thought there was only a smidgen of corruption.
And what the courts, what his judges on the courts are doing, and have been doing since President Trump took office, is just completely un-American, anti-American, however you want to put it, issuing completely bogus, clearly unconstitutional decisions and nationwide injunctions for the pure purpose of slowing down and making it almost impossible for the president to govern the country. I mean, that is Barack Obama's. At the end of the day, that will be his longest-lasting legacy because many of these judges are going to be on the courts for decades, and there's nothing we can do about that.
Seems to me like developments last 24 hours are really breaking bad for Uncle Joe, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, big time. Big time. He's in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
When you have Lindsey Graham, you know, Lindsey Graham is a guy who wants to get along with everybody in the Senate and consider Biden a colleague. And yeah, but when Lindsey Graham is saying, hey, we need to investigate this guy and his son, he's in a real world of hurt. And every revelation that comes out about what took place in Ukraine, it just provides further evidence of the obvious payoffs that were going to Hunter Biden because his father was the vice president. And the thought that Joe Biden somehow didn't know about all that is just—it's absurd. Only idiots and progressives believe that.
I hypothesized. There's a big word I use one every once in a while on the show. I hypothesized earlier in the show that the real driving force with the left isn't an ideology; it's anger, and that anger is self-loathing.
Yeah.
So rather than work on themselves, it's much easier to lash out. I wonder how many thousands of people are paid professionals to create this rage whenever there's something that needs to be raged on.
Well, there's a lot of them. Did you see the protest at Harvard and Yale football games?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that yesterday. What a joke.
You know, who was that? That was a bunch of very white privileged, almost uniformly white, upper middle class Americans, okay? Self-loathing, white, upper middle class, 18 to 22-year-old Americans. There were no minorities there to speak of. I don't know. There could have been a few. But that's the population. By the way, that's also who Antifa is.
Yes.
98% of them.
And some of them have gotten some pretty harsh sentences, those that they bothered to arrest for various crimes around the country. I'm seeing some of those stories, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's starting. It's slow but sure.
Cowards.
The justice system does move slowly, as we're seeing with Inspector General Horowitz and his report. And, you know, but it does move, ultimately.
The same people that Trump is the KKK, they're the ones that are running around in robes with clubs terrorizing conservatives.
And masks.
And they just can't see the hypocrisy. That used to be a bad thing. Nobody wanted to be a hypocrite. David, can you hold for a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
It's Thanksgiving Eve, and we're so popular, a lot of people wanted to advertise with it.
B-S.
I'm gonna give you one of those for Christmas. Hang on a sec, buddy. Don't forget, Applied Security can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. Incredible local company, and you like to do business local. They can protect your home and property. 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. Back with Mr. Blackman in a moment.
Why would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs and wings, all smoked over five hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with eight beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Right now at the Home Depot, 'tis better to give and receive. Buy a Ryobi One Plus battery kit for just $129 and receive a select Ryobi One Plus tool free. Your choice from cordless drills to saws, even a radio. That'll make one powerful gift come Christmas morning. Actually, two powerful gifts. Buy a battery kit, get a tool for free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 26th. Items must be scanned at checkout to apply while supplies last.
Head into Boot Barn this Black Friday weekend for our biggest sale of the year, where you can save hundreds on boots and clothing. Black Friday doorbuster deals begin at 6 a.m. on Friday with handcrafted boots direct to you, starting at under $100. On Black Friday weekend, buy one, get one free on a large selection of jeans. Save 20% on outerwear for the entire family and more. This Black Friday, we'll see you at Boot Barn.
I should shop there for my first trip to Texas.
And now, here to tell you everything about anything is Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, I'm actually not that bright. I just rely on people like our guest, David Blackman, to make me appear to be somewhat bright. From dbdailyupdate.com, quick question. We spent pretty much all of Friday, November 22nd, talking about JFK, and it's still on my bucket list to get to Dallas and see Dealey Plaza and see it all.
Oh, you need to do that. Yeah, that's a real bucket list deal.
For
any baby boomer, anyway, any of us who remember that day.
Yeah, I know. It's I hate to say it. Gosh, I used to have this dating standard. You know, I'm a little bit different. There was a point in my life, if she can't remember where she was when JFK was shot, then she's too young for me. But that guideline, that guidepost changed with the passing of time. I almost spit my coffee out the other morning when I saw your blog on Bloomberg with that giant super gulp. You do some great stuff, art, to accompany your blog. And thanks for doing two a day. But you almost have to keep up with the madness.
You have to. Some days I'm doing three. But yeah, a Bloomberg, that guy, have you ever seen a more boring person in your whole life? He makes John Kerry look interesting. he makes Al Gore look dynamic. You know, I mean, he makes Bob Dole
Look
like the most interesting man in the world.
And he's going to spend $150 million to... Oh, there's Jeff Sessions on TV with his Trump hat. Wow. And here's John Kerry.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, like investing in Ukrainian oil companies that could end up with you in jail, we hope. That's a situation that's getting a lot of talk here. Very tepid reaction.
It's not just the Biden that we are finding out, slowly but surely. And that will all come out, too. Let's pray we have a trial in the Senate.
Isn't it great that Trump wants that? Because he knows what he can do. You know, they've got all these rules that the Republicans can't call witnesses. It is a Stalin. I think you've called it that, a Stalinist.
Yeah, it's totally Stalinist what the House has been doing. But you get to the Senate, the Republicans are in the majority, and they have rules in the Senate that'll require some sign off from the Democrats. But there's not going to be a trial in which the president and the Republicans won't be able to call witnesses in the Senate. They're going to call their witnesses, and they're going to have their cross-examination opportunities, and it's going to be a real deal. And it's amazing to me, it's astonishing to me, that it doesn't seem like, at least at the moment, that Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi thought about any of that before they went down this stupid road.
Question for you, sir. because it's really hard to read a mind that's filled with blank pages, but on Pelosi. Initially, she didn't seem too enthusiastic about this, but the rage mob and AOC and those idiots must have pushed her into going along with this. But I think being a career politician, she was savvy enough to know this could end very badly. And guess what? It looks like it is. Yeah, I think she regrets this going forward.
Well, I think she does. And I don't even, it's hard for me to even, frankly, game out how they're even going to get through with this process in the House anytime, you know, before the first of the year. It's not going to happen before the first of the year. They're going to have more hearings in the Judiciary Committee now, starting next week. And it's going to all inevitably end up interfering on the presidential campaign season.
Yes, because the senators would have to be there. So Booker and all the rest of them that are pathetic candidates, even for Democrats. Jeez. I read your blog on the situation with the Navy and the SEAL, and I was kind of, that just bugged me that even in the Pentagon, there are people that don't seem to accept who the commander-in-chief is. You know, if Donald Trump tells Admiral Putz, swab the deck counterclockwise, that's what you got to do.
Yeah. People forget, of course, the news media doesn't ever mention it, but, you know, Barack Obama, within 2 months after taking office, purged all branches of the military. Any general level or admiral level individual, even a lot of colonels, who had conservative views. And replaced them all with his kind of people. And Spencer is one of those. And, you know, then they're embedded in the military just like they're embedded in the intelligence community and in the FBI and the State Department and the EPA. You know, just go to any department in the government and they're there.
Yeah, that was probably, you know, the media, I don't recall them raising a howl when Obama fired all of Bush's State Department employees.
They celebrated.
And Trump should have done the same thing because he's being stabbed in the back so many times. He doesn't whistle like a peanut wagon on a windy day with all the people that have put a shiv in the man. It's amazing. Hey, good to see those numbers in the market. This thriving economy the media writes about every day. Not.
they have record closes again today.
Yeah.
Fourth day in 7 trading days. We've had record closes in the stock market.
That's my question. Hey, liberals, lefties, go for the ride, man. It's a beautiful thing. I used to tell my daughter, I said, I hope that you get to go through a period in your life like I did in the 80s where Reagan was president, and from the day he took office, things got better. And my salary went up 1,000% over 10 years. I exaggerate not.
Well, I was in the oil business, and so it was a bad time for the oil industry, but it was a great time for America. And you know, unless you were just a complete nitwit, you had to recognize that, even though the industry I was working in was pretty down.
But doing well today.
Oh, yeah, doing quite well.
I found all this. I remember in an episode of All in the Family, David, where Meathead was telling Archie that the last drop of oil will be pulled out of the earth by the year 2000 and we're not going to have anything.
Yeah.
They never change.
A lot of those people believe that. You know, there's still people saying that, you know, that we're going to run out in 10 years and then what are we going to do? Well, what we're going to do is find a bunch more oil, keep producing it, and keep driving our cars. I mean, that's what we do.
It's nice. It's nice to see gas is $2.19 a gallon. You know, that's below inflation. And it's been very consistent pretty much since he's been in office. I want to wish you a great Thanksgiving and tell you that I'm thankful that you take the time to join us every week here in Alabama.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's the highlight of my week. I really appreciate it. And I wish you and everybody in Alabama happy Thanksgiving and look forward to talking to you next week. I'll be in Las Vegas next Tuesday, but sure want to do the radio if you have time.
Absolutely. I'll be here, my friend, and safe travels. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. Where are we? Huh?
Great guy.
Oh, he is. He really, really, truly is terrific. He's so down, but I love his writing style. I mean, it's you can read one of his blogs in a couple of minutes. Everything makes sense, well organized. Did you see my new column? I sent
yes,
it to you.
Yes, I started. I have not finished, but I will finish during a break.
I'm going to go downstairs.
It's very good. As usual.
I was pretty happy with it. I sent it to Rich because Rich is a boomer. A younger one, but a boomer. And he liked it too. And mm-hmm. It's got pictures.
Mm-hmm. Which is always good.
Yeah, we like pictures.
We do.
We like wholesale flooring. Georgia Floors Direct has it, has been doing it for 50 years. Always with new inventory. Not where ugly flooring goes to die, but state-of-the-art, popular styles of flooring, carpet, tile, laminate, hardwood, you name it, they've got it. All brought straight from the manufacturers to their warehouse across from Lowe's and available to you at a wholesale price. Some below wholesale because they've acquired the inventory of a store that went out of business and they're turning that around at unbelievable savings. They have their own team of installers, so it's all Georgia Floors Direct from the minute you walk in and meet Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers to the day you're standing over your new floor and say, I can't believe I got a floor that looks that good for the price I paid. That's how it works. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident in the 2000 block of Eastern Boulevard. This is going to be right out in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere, we've got some congestion from the Troy Highway on the Boulevard all the way past Baptist. We're seeing a lot of cars outbound on the Atlanta Highway. Also, 231 getting some action moving up towards Wetumpka. South Decatur, Norman Bridge busy. I-65 and 85 doing a brisk business through downtown Montgomery. Please drive carefully this afternoon. We will keep you updated. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lindmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths.